Hi, I'm Denise Lowe, a former Kansas Poet Laureate and friend of High Plains Public Radio. Today, I'm sharing comments about Native American perspectives on water and replenishment. Cheyenne people, who are two nations today, Southern and Northern, live in Oklahoma and Montana. Their 19th century relatives drew glyphic images on hide and then paper, often ledger books obtained from traders. Water in Plains ledger art scenery has importance in surprising ways. Water is essential for courtship. Young women fetched water for their families every morning and evening, so references to water suggest trysts. George Bird Grinnell writes about courtship. A woman would appear unchaperoned on her way to get wood or water. The man stepped up beside her and threw his arm and his blanket around her, quite covering her person with the blanket. Then he held her fast and began to talk to her. It must have been very sweet talk. In an image attributed to Northern Cheyenne leader Wild Hog, a well-dressed man, his braids wrapped in otter fur, wears a bright red blanket. He accosts a woman wearing a fancy belt and dress. Her legs and face are painted red. This is no chance meeting as both are dressed up. In the image, a blue circle represents a spring or small lake. Dashes lead away from the blue water, which are her steps. The steps meander, indicating the leisurely walk of the courting couple. They are in no rush to part company. Even the presence of a bucket suggests a romantic moment, as in an image of a couple with a water bucket apparently floating beside them. Its presence lets readers know this is a key moment of the couple's courtship. Both of these images are from ledgers attributed to Wild Hog, whose wife, standing beside, was a companion through the Fort Robinson breakout of 1879 and into their final years. They have surviving descendants who are Northern Cheyenne tribal members. This courtship succeeded, and water, the essence of life, is a clear association. Like these literary maps of words are essential to human survival in our home, the so-called Great American Desert. Both water and words are essential to human existence.